Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 0.2%. This follows Asian markets largely closing lower and European markets mixed in early trading. The US 10-year is up 3 basis points, yielding 4.39%. The dollar is broadly flat against the major currencies. Oil is flat, gold and industrial metals are higher, and cryptocurrencies are mostly down. The rate backup is the main influence on the broader market sentiment. Blame has largely gone to the unexpected strength in the US ISM. Attention is also on some high-profile warnings on the US deficit level. Fed speak has continued to highlight data dependency, with the stronger US economy and stabilization dynamic in Europe diminishing the case for a series of rate cuts. In addition, the recent increase in the oil price cuts into the disinflation narrative and a cautious approach to policy easing. Long-standing ECB hawk Holtzman highlighted the importance of incoming data, whilst remaining open to a June cut, which is the baseline assumption. Light on the data front, with just the Italian February unemployment rate coming in above expectations. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have the weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, March ADP employment report, March PMI services final, March ISM non-manufacturing index, and the weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, the New York Times reports that Paramount Global is discussing entering into exclusive talks with Skydance for a potential deal. People with knowledge of the discussions tell the Times that Skydance founder David Ellison met with Paramount's board committee in late March to discuss his vision for a deal, with the terms under discussion involving Skydance acquiring National Amusements and merging with Paramount. And Reuters has reported, citing people familiar with the matter, that Disney has won the proxy battle over Trian. Asian equities ended lower almost everywhere on Wednesday, with the losses greatest in Seoul, where the battery and chip stocks fell sharply. China's March Caixin Services PMI was in line with consensus and came in higher than February's number. The data showed the services activity in expansion for 15 consecutive months, although the rate remained below the long-run series average. New business growth, hitting the quickest since December, underpinned the expansion in March and supported by improvements in demand and the business development efforts. European markets have opened mixed, with the FTSE 100 lower, but the Euro stocks, French CAC and German DAX trading higher. Ahead of next week's policy decision, current ECB narrative is still clearly pointing to a June cut, as this will be meeting with a full batch of important data such as a fresh round of ECB staff forecasts, GDP growth and wage growth data for Q1, as well as the results of the bank lending survey. Austrian Central Bank Chief Holtzman, a known hawk, also appeared to favour a June cut, although he also hoped the Fed would follow suit. Holtzman admitted that inflation may retreat quicker than previously projected, citing benign commodity prices and declining goods inflation, but remains concerned about Eurozone productivity. And more firms may leave the UK equity market. London City broker Peel Hunt warned on the potential for more firms to leave the market as larger buyers take advantage of low valuations. The broker said that the pace of de-equitization is relentless and will continue due to the low valuation of UK firms. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.